Grand Tour, New Discoveries. Chapter 1. Who's the fairest of them all? The surprising truth about beauty. Reading. In December 2021, 43 contestants taking part in a beauty contest in Saudi Arabia were disqualified because they had received treatments to make them more beautiful. The beauty contest was the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, and all the contestants were camels. Does a beauty contest for camels seem surprising? Around the world, there are beauty contests for dogs, cats, cows in Vietnam, goats in Lithuania, elephants in Nepal, pigeons in the US, and even tarantula spiders in the UK. What can this wide range of beauty contests tell us about human ideas of beauty? Scientific research indicates that beauty is a way for animals to show that they are healthy and a good choice for breeding. In other words, the most beautiful individuals have the most offspring. However, the environmental conditions in different areas may result in different features being valued as being more beautiful, such as lighter-colored animals being preferred in snowy areas and darker animals being preferred in rocky areas. Furthermore, not every animal can mate with the most beautiful animal. Some will mate with the second most beautiful, some with the third most beautiful, and so on. These two facts mean that there will always be a lot of variety in beauty. In humans, this means that while our ideas of beauty are partly biological, they are also partly cultural and partly individual. It also means that ideas of beauty will often be different in different places and at different times in history. When considering beauty among cultures and historical periods, we soon discover that there has never been a single idea of human beauty. For example, in ancient Greece, the people of Athens thought that plump women with light skin were the most beautiful. But the people of the neighboring state of Sparta thought that muscular women with tans were the most beautiful. Looking at pictures of famous fashion models or idols from 10 or 20 years ago, it is easy to see that beauty fashions can change very quickly. Why is this? Psychologists have discovered that just being famous can make you more beautiful. This is called the familiarity principle, and it means that the more often we see a person, and we see famous people a lot, the more beautiful we think they are. Consequently, as new people become famous and popular, our ideas of what is beautiful also change. Throughout history, artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo have tried to show us the beauty that they see. But this may be very different from reality. Today we see this in the use of computer software to modify how people look, such as the photoshopping of models in magazines and the use of filters in online platforms like Instagram and TikTok. In other words, even the models in pictures look very different in real life. For example, in 2019, actor Jamila Jamil complained that a magazine had changed how her arms, knees, ankles, breasts, body shape, and skin color looked in a picture. The fact that advertisers, the media, and social media influencers do not show us how people really look is a big problem. It means that the products they sell or promote cannot make you look like the model in the advertisement, because that is not what the model really looks like. Furthermore, being exposed to such unnaturally beautiful images can make people feel dissatisfied with how they look. This is an especially important problem for teenagers who, because their bodies and faces are changing, often lack confidence in their appearance. Research in 2019 found that using Instagram made over 30% of teenage girls feel worse about their bodies. In addition, the more that people posted selfies online, the more dissatisfied they felt about their bodies, and the more they used filters to fix how they looked. Such feelings can be very damaging to our mental health and lead to increased anxiety, stress, depression, eating disorders, and even suicide. Ignoring reality and trying to be a fantasy version of ourselves is not healthy. Instead, we need to learn what nature has really taught us about beauty. The surprising truth about beauty is this: whether you are tall, short, thin, fat, have large breasts or small breasts, thin legs or thick legs, a small butt or a big butt, light skin or dark skin, light hair or dark hair, long hair or short hair, a flat stomach or a round stomach, big eyes or small eyes, thick eyebrows or thin eyebrows, body art or no body art, you are beautiful. You are beautiful, and a lot more people think so than you realize. So, look in the mirror and say hello to the beautiful person looking back at you. Summary. In nature, beauty is a way for animals that are ready to mate to show that they are healthy and can produce good quality offspring. In other words, beauty is a kind of advertising. Today, we are constantly exposed to images of beautiful people in the media and online. However, the creators of these images often modify them so that what we see is not reality but a fantasy. This can cause people to lose confidence in how they look, which can damage their mental health. But the truth about beauty is not what advertisers want us to believe. The truth about beauty is that we are all beautiful to somebody.